going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Is it Black Girl Magic or Black Girl Tragic? We'll find out tonight on Married to Medicine, starting on AfterBuzz TV now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get nasty with it. You can get nasty with it. You better get nasty. Make it spicy. Make it spicy. Who sings this song?
Kaya.
Damn, Kaya. We should get gangster.
Hey, hey, hey.
Make it bounce with it. I make it move with it. I make it bounce with it. I make it move with it. I make it bounce with it. I make it move with it. I make it bounce with it. Purse that lip.
Okay.
You got a purse the lip. There you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get it, daddy. Get it, daddy. Get it, daddy. Get it, daddy.
Oh, Lord.
Something. There's some songs that you can make love to, and then there's some songs you can what to.
Okay.
This might be that song you can what to.
Listen.
Dang.
So I got to tell you.
How did we get here?
How did we get here? Let me tell you. So first of all, this is one of my favorite songs, right? But when I found out that the ladies were going to New Orleans, I was like, what is going to give me that New Orleans bounce? And so I had two songs, and I posted them on my Instagram story, and I let the people vote.
Okay.
And they voted for this. So y'all got y'all vote. This is Kaya Yum Yum Sauce.
Man, shout out to all your Instagram followers for picking this song.
Yep.
And
you
now
know what? They love our intro.
They love our intro, but that's because we picked the right song.
Okay.
So we need them to keep picking the correct song.
Now
so
we're going
to
do it again. We're going to do it again every week. Every week. That's what we're going to do.
Because I'm ready to hop on a flight right now.
Hey.
In fact,
hey.
Turn it back up.
Oh.
I gotta go to work in the morning. I swear to God, I gotta go work in the morning. But when we play songs like this, whoo! Welcome
you,
to AfterBuzz TV.
You.
We are the only network that will start the show like this.
Okay,
you can go to any other network. They're not starting the show like this on AfterBuzz TV.
Not like
and if
how
you want to find us on social media, you find us at AfterBuzz TV across the board.
Hey.
And if you need to find me on social media,
where?
You find me at McCall Hall or McCall Hall, same on Instagram. And when you turn that beat up, and you find DJ Richie Sky?
Hey,
where they find you?
You'll find me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm gonna always be doing this.
Turn it up. We got a show to do. We have a show to do. You know, I'm okay with the fans picking the song.
I'm okay with it, too.
But y'all, like, we got to go to work in the morning. I mean, y'all going to pick a slow jam next week? Because this is week number 3 in the row.
I'm going to tell y'all.
They have had us turned up.
They like us turned. They like us turned. I really can't.
I had to wear my sports bra tonight. Because you can't wear no regular bra with this kind of turned up music talking about chicken wing sauce. Black Girl Magic.
The people chose, I'm telling you.
Is it Black Girl Magic or Black Girl Tragic? Mm. That is the theme tonight on Married to Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! First of all, we came to the studio last week. Well, actually, we didn't come to the studio. We called each
we
other.
We almost came.
We were like, hey, what time are you going to be at the studio? We don't know. I don't know. Did they have an episode? Come to find out, they didn't. So they took the holiday off because it was Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the week off as well. But it's so great to see you guys. We hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's get into this show because there's a lot to unpack. The show opens up with them doing their thing.
Yep.
Work life, home life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into Toya and Eugene going on a date. Eugene set a budget for Toya that I feel is a little extreme. He said you can spend $150 per day. Who spends $150
on
a day?
On a picnic?
But no. I think he means in general. Like,
in general?
Like if you go to the store and you buy like dill pickles and Lay's and some lunch meat.
No, girl, let me tell you something.
Like if you're on a budget, who's spending $150 a day?
I just want to tell you, for anybody that doesn't live in Los Angeles or California, and I don't know about any other states, but they have what's called a 99-cent store. So you can go into this 99-cent store, and you can actually purchase most of your grocery items probably for less than about $20 to $30.
Come and get that
I don't understand why you need to spend $150. I don't even spend that when I go to the Bonds.
I don't spend that when I go to Whole Foods. And you know Whole Foods charge too much. Okay, but anywho. So I think that they discussed money during this whole entire scene, but honest to God, I do not know.
Because I think I heard $150 about 10 times.
Well, the other reason why you probably didn't hear as much as you were supposed to hear is because I was eating and I choked on my burrito while we were watching the show. Now, let me tell you something about Married to Medicine. And just like ER, people watch these shows for so long, they think that they're medical professionals. I choked on a Chipotle burrito black bean. It went down my throat whole with a little bit of cayenne pepper on it. So it got lodged in my throat with the spice. I had to jump up and I'm like, I'm choking. This gentleman right here gives me his ETV, Bravo TV version of a Heimlich maneuver and damn near kills me. So we didn't really see the whole scene because we were laughing so damn hard at my misstep.
In my defense, this is what I thought.
You aren't really married to medicine, aren't you?
I'm saving lives. Let me tell y'all what happened. When you started to choke, I noticed and I thought to myself, oh, she got it.
I didn't have it.
And then when I realized she don't have it.
I didn't have it.
I gave her the hand to the back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all seen it. The hand to the back.
You hit me like you hated me.
But I wanted to make sure that whatever came up, if it needed to come up.
It went all the way down.
Because you know the people be suing when they do the Heimlich.
I have a whole black bean in my stomach. It never touched a tooth. I have an entire black... Let's move on.
Thank God she's okay.
Dr. G and Quad. I am like really, really, really a fan of Quads. I have become more of a fan of Quads as the season has gone along. Because not only does Quad ride for her friends when there is injustice, but Quad doesn't miss a step when it comes to her own house and injustice in her own home.
She doesn't.
Did you see how she got Dr. G together? After dinner, of course. See, this is how you do it, ladies. When you need to have that good conversation with your man, make the dinner first. Then ask him the questions. Wasn't that sly?
It was. I mean, I was like low key, like, okay, I need a Quad in my life because the way she was going to work in that kitchen.
Honey, with them nice pants and heels.
Okay, I'm like.
Yeah, she did that. So she talks about the no cheating policy. And I guess, you know, his whole thing is Dr. Jackie wasn't doing right by Curtis, blah, 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 blah. He had a right to. And I think his theories about what is a successful marriage and relationship are actually creating obstacles in his own. He just needs to shut the hell up.
He does. I mean, I feel like she basically, in my mind, this is what happened. Producer said, okay, we need you guys to actually talk about this whole situation because we want to get you guys' input on it. I feel like what Quad did was she did what she was supposed to do. She brought it up, but in a natural way. You know, they could have, because I feel like that could have actually come up.
Yeah.
They probably needed to revisit it because it was a story that had developed. They saw how passionate she was about it at the cook-off.
Yes.
And they wanted a follow-up with that, right? So she followed up. What he should have done.
What he should have done.
Was say, you know what, baby, I would never cheat on you.
And left it the hell alone and had that Chilean sea bass.
Okay, and just kept eating.
Just, you know, they had the risotto, the Chilean sea bass.
Oh my
God. They had a nice bottle of wine,
it's
I noticed.
So good.
So then they, I think Dr. Cecil, no, Quad brought this up. She asked, anyone knows you can't start a relationship while being in a marriage? And the question is, can you?
No.
I just want to know your opinion. If you're married, can you start a relationship?
Like, I just, you know,
What if you're separated?
I'm going to tell you, no, I'm going to tell you how I feel about that. having been in slightly a similar situation with the whole, like, just broken up, but still living together.
Oh, okay.
And then trying to get into something. It don't work. It's okay. Messy. It's a mess. And I'm really, at this point in my life, I'm a productive person. So anything that's not going to be fruitful, I don't need to be, it doesn't need to be a part of my life.
Okay.
And that's not fruitful to have this relationship on the side and to have this marriage. Where are you going? What's your objective? You don't even have an objective.
Nothing.
I'm about objectives, people. Like,
because are we courting to get ready for marriage?
Boom. Or not.
Or not.
Or if you just a booty call that he needed to just say, I messed up. You know what I'm saying? And in that case, it don't need to be y'all going on trips and stuff like that where the people can catch you.
So here's the gag. Dr. G calls himself storming off. I need a fill.
Mm.
Dr. G calls himself storming off in a damn Mini Cooper. You can't.
We talked about this.
You know, I get getting angry and leaving your home and peeling out in some kind of vehicle. But like, you hop in the Porsche.
Boom.
You know, hit the throttle.
Boom.
This four-eyed mug hopped in a Mini Cooper.
You cannot. It's
like, it wasn't even a turbo Mini Cooper.
You can't make a dramatic exit in a Mini Cooper. You could do it in a Mustang.
That's like walking down a big luxurious set of stairs, like a big staircase, in a plaid cotton robe. It's not even silk. Stop. Let's move on, because I'm sick of talking about them.
Gosh.
Cecil and Dr. Simone. Oh, God, I'm so tired of them because I love them so much.
You know what?
In my head, I love them.
I was thinking the same thing. In my mind, when they first started talking, I was like, damn, you know they love each other.
Oh, yeah.
They love each other.
They're
just on two different pages.
There are a few celebrity couples. What's the woman's name? The rapper. She doesn't like Nicki Minaj. Oh, Remy Ma and Papoose. Is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
Papoose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Remy Ma and Papoose. I like them on camera, and I like Dr. Simone and Cecil on camera. So it pains me to see them arguing like this. But Dr. Simone made a point, and I love it. Cecil is like a politician. And if you're going to be like a politician out in the streets, you got to be like a politician at home and make your woman smile. And he doesn't do that. He drops it at the door.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a politician, live it at home and in the streets.
You know, here's
the problem. That's my issue with Cecil.
But here's the thing, though. Particularly, this is true when you have cameras following. Trust me, at this point, I know. You only wear a mask for so long before the cracks begin to show. So what the reason I say that is because it is a lot easier to wear that mask, that politician mask, in public, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, it's just like I would equate it to a woman or a man. A woman, when she takes off her bra when she comes home, at a certain point, that bra got to come off.
I'm gonna let you have.
Ain't it a relief when the bra come off?
It is a relief.
It's a relief. I've heard women talk about it. That's why I had to put it like that. So at a certain point, it's like you can say all of these nice things and make the rest of the world think that you are a wonderful person, but if that's not who you really are,
well,
when you get home, it's gonna show.
He said something that concerned me. He was like, "We're not having a lot of sex. We're not being intimate," but. This season, I can only talk about this season. You know, I want to focus on this season. I only see them arguing. It's hard to get in the mood to do anything when you're always arguing.
Yeah.
So how are they supposed to get to a place where they want to have sex when they're always 48 hours removed from an argument? Either they're 48 hours out from having a big one, or they're 48 hours from just having a big one. That's not enough time. They need 2 weeks of being argument free to really reset the mood. And I don't think they've had that.
I often find there are two types of relationships. One is a type where the people argue and then they just have like hot like sex right after. You know what I'm saying?
Who does that?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I've just seen it on TV and stuff. So then there's the type of relationship where you argue, and I feel like this is more realistic. Well, when you argue so much, you don't even want any contact with that person.
You just dry up like a bomb.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's what it is.
Because, like, actually, I take that back. I have heard of people who find it hot to argue.
They do. I'm serious.
But they're also, like, under 30. Ain't nobody over 30. Like, I hate you so much. And
I also
now let's
feel
go.
Like that's not a relationship. That's just hate sex.
That's Ooh. Hate sex.
Ooh. Hate sex.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary. Hate sex. Yeah, I don't really believe in it. I don't believe in it. But they have to do something to reset the intimacy right now. Because I only see bickering.
What would it be, though? Because I feel like they're so deep in the woods with their anger towards each other. How do they remove that? Because they just gotta eat, like, they gotta find a way to, like, work through that. How?
Well, we see later in the episode when they go to New Orleans, I think Dr. Simone was trying to build that. But let's close this up a little bit. I just have a quick question.
Okay.
Does Cecil still work for Coca-Cola? Because he had on a polo shirt that said Kids Force on it multiple times. And is Kids Force like a Chuck E. Cheese in Atlanta or something? Like, is he the mouse? Or is he managing, like, the Chuck E. Cheese?
Excuse me while I walk off
the I'm set just right curious because I pick up on things during these episodes.
You know what?
Every
I don't
little
know.
Thing.
We,
but did
what?
You not see his polo shirt? It said Kids with a Z Force. Is it a new music group?
First of all, you know what? Our studio audience and anyone who's viewing this, if you have a chance, maybe you can Google this because I'm going to definitely Google it after the show. I want to find out what that is.
Yeah, I want to know. I just want to know.
It might be a company or something. Maybe he's got a new gig. Because
if you're doing reality TV, you need to have some kind of side hustle you're promoting. So I just want to know, like,
right,
what is he...
Right, because it was, like...
Like, Kids
Force.
It's
been front and center for
me
now,
like,
actually.
Yeah, like, he works for Coke.
In them big old dad jeans.
In no socks. Dr. Simone and Jackie decide everybody needs to go to New Orleans. Great. Heavenly has her weekly therapy session with her daughter. Allura's 11. And I'm gonna keep saying that every week. Allura's 11. I love their kinship and I love their relationship, but Allura is 11. And I worry that Heavenly's getting all of her advice from an 11-year-old.
As you should.
No, you shouldn't.
No, I'm saying as you should be worried about her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I worry about that.
It's a little problematic, you know. I mean, I just feel like, where's your good girlfriends at?
You know who else I'm worried about? So Contessa has a nanny.
Contessa.
Her name is Contessa.
Contessa.
No, Dr. Heavenly says Contessa, but it's Contessa.
Contessa.
I'm not going to disrespect you like that. But
we will disrespect are those tight pin curls in your head.
Don't do that. Contessa. Don't do that on air. That was supposed to be off air.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
I am doing it. Let me tell you
don't
something.
Don't do that.
Hold on. No, I got to say it because she's hopefully going to be on season 2. I'm speaking positivity into your life, Contessa. But what I'm going to need you to do is take them little sponge rollers out your head, and I'm going to need you to comb out the curl a little bit because they're too right here. They right.
But you know what?
I had to say it.
Okay.
The reason why is I would not be doing my due diligence as a host if I did not say, hey, this is something that you could improve. Because in her confessionals, girl, you look banging.
And see, that's the thing. I right now look like, I mean, I don't even
nope.
know.
Girl, you pull it together. You I didn't know you were sick until you told me you were sick. I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that until she stepped into the room and sniffled. But out there, when she walked in, she looked like $1 million.
So, but what I will say is, it is difficult to do your own hair. It's hard to get the back because your arm only goes so long.
We're talking about the front right now.
And that's true.
I'm talking about the front.
I'm trying to get it. But I did notice that her bangs were a little tight. But I think that's because she's doing her own hair when she's on air. But when she goes to the confessional, she has the professional hair and makeup.
Here's
the thing. She can probably afford to have professional hair and makeup at the house every day. I know that Tamar does it.
If you can afford to have...
if you can afford
Donnell Jones' mom as the nanny, then you can afford for somebody to tell you to comb that out.
And not only is Donnell Jones' mom the nanny,
she like a drink.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh at this. But have you noticed that, like, she likes to drink? And, like, you can tell that the drink likes her. Like, there's, like, you like to drink, and then the drink likes you. And like Donnell Jones' mom, the drink like her too. The drink hugger.
Listen.
Like the way it touched her lips, the drink like her too.
The way she was holding it and just pouring. And
yeah,
just,
like.
And the glass. You know what? What I love is somebody that they don't even wait for the glass to get empty. Mm-mm. It's still full and she's still Mm-mm. pouring. I love that.
You know, because I don't want to have to tip it all the way. That's low class.
So I want to get back to Dr. Simone and Cecil. So remember what I was saying? I think Dr. Simone was trying to create this opportunity and gap in their relationship so that they can come back together and feel sexy together. Because you can't feel sexy when you're angry.
I agree.
So she doesn't tell Cecil that she's going to New Orleans. I'm concerned about that only because they have kids. What if Michael got sick? Or what if... What's the other one's name? Chester? I always forget his name every week. What's his name?
Is it Miles?
My
I think it's Miles.
Michael and Miles, maybe. I think. I don't know. The one who's going to Howard. But what if they got sick or they needed something and you just gonna hop on a plane and leave? We don't know when you're coming back.
I was shocked that she hadn't said nothing, that she hadn't talked to him on the walkie-talkie and found, you know.
I mean, they have cell phones, house phones, walkie-talkies. There's the intercom system at the north and the south house that are connected. So you can press the button. Here's the thing. Let me teach you guys. You can press the button in the north house, and the south house intercom will ring, too. They're so connected. They have no excuse.
You know what they need? An assistant. You know, somebody to bridge the gap in the marriage.
They got Dr. Ken Ballard. Did you hear Simone try to shade Cecil? Like, who are you, Dr. Ken Ballard? And I didn't even think about who that was, but that's their internet. Know. That's their FaceTime therapist.
I didn't know who he was either. I was like, who is this?
Dr. Ken. But no, do they need an assistant or do they just need a break? Like a not North House, South House. I'm talking about maybe if somebody
they need like a vacation together.
No.
You don't think?
And if they do...
Maybe like a little Hawaiian getaway, just the two of them?
No. They need... I can't have my cell phone. You can't have your cell phone. We can't talk. Even when I want to talk to you, I can't talk to you. Mm. I got to miss you so much.
See, I'm afraid that if they have that at this point, that they might just miss each other and say, you know what? I'm fine.
I don't like how Dr. Cecil came up in that house looking like the water delivery man. The way, no, and that's not him. That's just production. You guys need to frame him better. Because he looked like he was delivering water when he came into the house.
It's the dad jeans.
Maybe it's the dad jeans. I don't know, that's but I didn't like it. Okay, so let's move on. The ladies take off for New Orleans, and Contessa was late because her daughter chipped her tooth. Did Danielle Jones' mom hit her in the fucking face with a bottle? I don't know. Excuse my French. But anyways, they get on a party bus and they got Ciroc flowing.
Patron flowing.
They're just having an honesty session.
And I feel like Simone is already lit.
So when Simone drinks, she gets real aggressive.
Rowdy.
Like, you could tell she probably was in a rap group when she was at Spelman.
You know, she reminds me of myself so much. Like, when she gets lit, like, I'm like, I'm here for you, Simone. I'm here for it.
See, you're here for Simone, and I'm here for Quad. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I like the two of them.
And Simone goes, we're bringing Black Girl Magic to New Orleans. And I had to pause. Because, like, did you put it in the suitcase? Or, like, because
I didn't, you know, maybe it don't happen that in
Because I'm trying to figure out, because New Orleans is the home of Essence Fest, the New Orleans Saints, Black culture in general. When did New Orleans not have Black Girl Magic to begin with?
A part of me feels like she just wanted to use that term.
I think she just wanted to say it.
It's like the new catchphrase, and I feel like she's just using it when it probably doesn't even apply.
Because I didn't think that, like if you said, we're bringing Mary to Medicine to New Orleans. Well, yeah, Mary to Medicine is not based in New Orleans, so that would be
makes more sense.
More accurate.
But you said
we bring in Black Girl Magic to New Orleans. Hell, they do that every July at Essence Fest. What are you talking about? Bloop, 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 bloop. So, yes, when Dr. Simone drinks, she's super extra. I did not understand that statement. And Quad claims that she doesn't have flaws. While she's able to bring out
Quad.
Quadria Webb. Is that how you say her full name?
I don't know.
Quadria,
you know,
Webb.
Though, even though she said that, I like her.
I like her too, but I love her. I love her so much that I don't want her to say that.
Right.
I don't want her, because she's setting herself up.
I do feel like when somebody brings that up, it's kind of like, you got to have some self-awareness. Like, if somebody were to ask me that on a group trip, I could say what it is that I need to work on. Okay. Like, I need to stop reacting so much.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can say that, you know? Especially in front of my friends.
In front of your friends.
Yeah.
So the ladies have a round table, if you will, of, you know, their flaws and things they need to work on. Again, it's all coming through Patron and Ciroc. So, I mean, it could go anywhere.
It's two of my favorite things.
What did you think about their hotel? So they had a hotel with two suites. They had the what was the first suite?
The first suite was the Michael suite.
The Michael suite and the Lucifer suite. Which one did you like?
While I did love the Michael suite,
which was grand,
it felt very Miami to me. I would have had to have selected the Lucifer suite.
Why?
Because it's something about the reds that really draw me like in. Like I felt like it was just like. It felt sexier to me.
You so nasty. I know. I bet you got silk sheets.
I need some.
If anybody wants to send DJ Richie Sky some silk sheets, follow him on what?
Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky and make them red.
Ooh, send him some red silk sheets. So the ladies finally hit the streets after they figure out this hotel situation and they go to Pat O'Brien's. I didn't know Pat O'Brien's was a real thing. I found,
you know,
I was golfing and I found a divot fixer upper, or whatever, yeah. I don't know what they call it. And it said Pat O'Brien's on it. And I was like, oh, like, what is this? And this was like a month ago, I swear. Pat O'Brien's is real?
You know what's funny? This is, okay, so all of this is new to me. I have never been to New Orleans and I keep saying, I've never been. I keep saying I want to go.
Okay, I'm going to put it into the universe. DJ Richie Sky has traveled this whole nation DJing and doing all these wonderful things. He's now on Bravo Stripped, premiering tomorrow. Show all that booty, okay? But DJ Richie Sky has yet to be booked in New Orleans.
No.
We need to fix that.
What are you doing?
And I'm his tour manager. So I get to come too.
Come on now. Come on.
Okay, so we're putting that in the universe.
That would be so fun.
We'll see y'all in New Orleans. So they hit Pat O'Brien's and they have... You know, just another round table of discussions, which this is my gripe with the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they try to create these dramas when they're all together.
Yeah.
And it's like the producer's obviously giving you guys cue cards of what to talk about.
You know what's so funny? And we were watching the episode together.
Because I choked on a bean.
And I saved her. Because I am medicine. But we were watching the episode together. You just said that. And so obviously you were thinking that same thought. But I was thinking the same thing too. Like
I didn't want to say it to you because I wanted to save it for the show.
Like I just felt like the whole thing that Toya brought up. All of it. I felt like everything she brought up at that little round table discussion was producer driven. It seemed unnecessary.
It seemed unnecessary and seemed kind of fake. And it also seemed like Toya, no disrespect, no, and this is no disrespect, but you are entirely too old to think that masturbation is comparable to physically stepping outside of your home and your marriage and cheating on your wife. Like, because Quad is 35 and Toya is 40.
She got to be 40 something.
You're too old. So for you to be on national TV and ask that question, I said, somebody set her up.
It was just a poor choice.
Poor choice.
I would, you know, let me tell you something. Like, I just feel like, I don't know about that show. Actually, I do know one of the producers on that show.
Oh, okay.
Can
they come in?
You know what? I'm going to ask him because he's real cool. I love and I love most of the shows that he does. But I felt like, I wouldn't have done that if I was her. It was insensitive to Jackie.
If I had been... So the question, for those of you guys who haven't watched the episode, which I doubt you haven't, but Toya asks Jackie, what's the difference between my husband masturbating and not having sex with me and your husband cheating on you with another woman? And she asks... And Jackie's still very fresh with her wound.
Right.
Like, don't ask her that.
You could even tell in her response that she's really trying to figure out how...
You see her stomach? She was like...
You never see Dr. Jackie stumble.
Never.
So, as a viewer to see that, it was kind of like... And everybody else is just kind of looking like, oh, girl. And even Dr. Heavenly's like, is that what we want to talk about right now?
I can't even talk about Heavenly right now. I can't. Heavenly and this Toya drama, it's just, I'm tired of it. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you know what I was here for was your girl Quad shutting that down.
That's what Quad does.
She shut it all the way down.
Quad when is asked, my big sister that we haven't even met yet.
When
she's my
asked
big sister.
About her own personal sexual life by Toya, Quad is like, I'm not going to talk about that right now with you. I loved it.
She said, that's none of your damn business.
Boom.
When Quad is ready to get you together, she has this thing with her lips. She gets them lips perched just right. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll gather you.
Mm-hmm.
She gathers you. I love that.
It was perfect. It was perfect. I love the person that doesn't fall for the trap.
She's too damn old and too damn smart to even let those producers fool her. And okay. I live. While there isn't a ton of prediction that we can do for next episode because we saw the previews, I do want to get back to Cecil and Dr. Simone.
Okay.
And where we think their relationship is going to go. And also Dr. Jack. Because we haven't seen Dr. Jackie and Curtis have any interaction.
You know, we haven't seen Curtis actually on the set or in a scene all season long.
And I'm not trying to throw shade, but like this whole series, like I've never seen Curtis even go to work. So there are a lot of things I've never seen Curtis actually do. They say he's a high school basketball coach. I've never seen him coach a game.
To me, if he were going to try to win Dr. Jackie back, what I would do is I would actually be on camera. Whether it was a confessional or whether it was with her and really deeply apologizing from the heart because his discretion was public. So the apology, I feel like, needs to be public too.
So do you think we're going to see Curtis in the next couple of episodes? Because I'm going to tell you, if we don't, I'm going to get a little bored. There needs to be a spice added to this show. This is just
You don't think you're going to get that with Mariah?
Hell no.
As you guys know, if you saw the preview, Mariah is back next week. I'm assuming she pops up in New Orleans. Let me ask you a question though, because she made a lot of, and I know we don't have that much time left, but she made a lot of noise at the beginning of the season. I don't want to say noise, but you know, she is a producer or something like that on the show.
Mariah came up with the concept for the show.
Okay, so she's kind of like
a
creator.
She developed the concept. She's the executive producer. She's getting her coin one way or another.
Right. So, you know, she mentioned something about not being in the opening titles, but she was asked to do the cast photo. What do you think her role is in this show? Do you think she's needed at this point in the season?
I think she's script supervision.
But do you think she is needed as an on-camera talent?
Hell no. I think that they, you know, it's kind of like, okay, for all my sports people out there, you know, okay. When you're on a team and your coach is always around, you can't say what you want to say.
Right.
But then you have to have a players-only meeting.
Right.
She's like the coach.
Yeah.
They don't need her. They can let their hair down. Contessa can let her curls fall.
Please, let them fall.
Contessa can let her curls fall. They don't need Mariah around.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on edge when she's around.
I sense that. Even in if you guys saw the preview for next week and you see her entrance, it's kind of like, even Dr. Simone is like.
Yeah. So I hope that this is a one-time thing. She's doing a dip in and dip out.
I feel
out.
Like it's not.
She's in New Orleans. Don't get back on that plane and be on the show. Just get your money from behind the scenes.
I feel like she's going to be, if we have to make a little prediction, I do feel like she's probably going to be a fixture in the rest of the season.
Well, I probably ain't going to do this show the rest of the season.
Yes, she is.
So if you want me to come back on this show, and you want to see me next week on AfterBuzz TV across the board, at AfterBuzz TV.
She's going to be back, and she's not going to be choking.
Mariah better not be on the show. But in the meantime, you can find me on social media at So McCall Hall and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram when sports and pop culture collide. And where can they stalk you?
You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Also, you guys can catch me on Bravo on Stripped. The show premieres at 10 p.m. on Bravo this Tuesday. But I will actually be seen later in the season on the finale in January. So,
but
look
tune
out.
In regardless. Let's get
definitely
those ratings
tune
up.
Tune in regardless because it's going to be an amazing show.
Tune in, DJ Richie Sky on Stripped on Bravo. And we're on AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.